The Shirelles were one of the earliest, most successful, and most important of the so-called girl groups of the early 60s. They were four teenage friends out of Passaic, New Jersey, and through a series of events, ended up in the recording studio in New York City when Shirley Owens was asked to sing lead on a song that had just been written by a then-unknown named Carole King.
I didn't want to sing that song in the beginning. When it was first presented to me, I didn't care for the song. I thought that it was okay, a pretty nice song, but I said, gee whiz, I don't think it's for me because I don't think it's my style. I said, it's a little on the countryside, but that's the way that Carole King had presented it. She had sang it on a demo, and when I heard it, you know, and with that little, you know, drawl in her voice, a little whine, it sounded more like on a country flavor, and I said, gee whiz, nobody's going to buy this record if I sing it. And I asked my producer not to have me to do it, you know, and he said, well, just do me a favor and sing it. He said, because I promised her that I would do the song.
It was Carole King's first hit record, and in fact, she plays on the recording, right?
Yes, she did. She played, she was listening, and as the session was going down, she trained us also. She taught us the background also. She worked with us on it. And she went out, and she wanted to hear something a little different, and they weren't playing it quite the way she wanted them to play it, so she went out and she played herself. But they didn't give her any credit at the time on the, she didn't get any label credit for it.